بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atal, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is a guest speaker from the Islamic House and come to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of patience or sabr. What to do in order to strengthen our patience and to be more patient, especially in today's world? Are there any Quranic or, for example, Hadithi recommendation for us in order to strengthen our sense of patience or not?
Yes, of course. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the Surah Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by وَالْعَصْرِ by the time. And very, let's say, with many emphasis, says that إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ, the mankind's life is with khusr, with great loss.
Okay.
Except for those who believe, the mu'mineen, and who do good things, particularly who are the people of patience and the people of taqwa. In this verse, it is mentioned that, of course, you should be always patient. Why? One of the points that can help us to be more patient is this, that we should understand the reality of life, you know? The perspective or the worldview of the people will help them either to be patient or not. For example, if you know that in this world there are always limitations, Everything is limited. All the sources that we have on the planet is limited. Then, of course, you would be always aware of this fact that since there is limitation of the sources, Then, of course, you might not have something in this world, even till the end of your life. So for these kind of things, you should not be always worried about them. You should not always regret about these sort of things. We should not always lose your patience for those things, because you will never achieve those things.
Yes.
Because the sources, material sources, let's say financial sources, all these kind of sources, this world and this life is limited. So that's why there would be always limitation in our life. That is the point that we should understand. I mean, we should look at each and everything in this world correctly, truly understand that since there are limitations, then of course we should not always regret, we should not always run out of patience about each and everything. This is the first point.
Yes.
And the second point is that when you treat or behave with the other people, of course, there are sometimes bad people. Some of the times there are evildoers. Some of the times there are oppressors.
Okay.
When it comes to how to react, how to treat these kind of people, since it is naturally, it is something very much natural that these kind of people might be over there, here you cannot change these kind of people. That's why whenever you cannot change anything, then of course you have to be patient.
That's right.
You have to increase your patience. Or sometimes, for example, there are diseases. Disease is something that always happens.
Yes.
It is something natural. And why should we run out of patience or mistreatment, misbehavior of the people if sometimes you receive? It is something natural. Of course, we should try our best to train, to bring up good children, good generation. The education system, the training system should help the generations to be respectful, to behave, to treat well with the other people. But despite all these efforts that are made by the different generations, different systems, we would always have these kind of problems. That's why we should not run out of patience in this world.
That's right.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
You know, I think the most important patient person in the world were the family of the Ahlul Bayt after the story of Karbala took place, isn't it? Because
it
Lady Zainab and the, for example, the family, Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam, Imam Al-Baghir and the other ones, you know, the remaining parts of the Ahlul Bayt and the remaining members of the Ahlul Bayt members, where we can say it becomes the role model of sabr during the history.
Yes. You know, it is totally depend on our perspective, from what perspective we look at the issues or the things. Look at, for example, in the story of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. We have one single Yusuf or Joseph in this story. But look, Prophet Ayub, Prophet Yaqub, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam, he sees and he witnesses Yusuf as the prophet. He always loved Prophet Yusuf. He wanted to have Yusuf. He wanted to be even at the service of Prophet Yusuf. This love is the true divine or heavenly love. It depends on the perspective of the Prophet Yaqub. But look at the brothers of Yusuf. You know, they look at Yusuf with a greedy kind of looking or perspective. They want to kill Yusuf. They want to actually torture Yusuf alayhi salam. They cannot tolerate Yusuf as their brother. And look at the perspective by which the king of Egypt look at Yusuf. He look at Yusuf as means to strengthen his power. And for example, the person who brought Yusuf to the Egypt bazaar, he looked at Yusuf as a good to be sold to attain, for example, to achieve money by Yusuf alayhi salam. And look at the perspective of the women, the ladies in Egypt. Again, they look at like animalistic view they have about Yusuf alayhi salam. So look, we have one single Yusuf in this story with different perspectives.
Yes.
It depends that on from what perspective, from what angle you look at Yusuf alayhi salam. Same was the case with Lady Zainab salamullah alayha and the viewpoint or perspective of Yazid lanatullahi alayhi. Yazid told Zainab that look what happened to your brother and the children of your brother and the relatives and let's say companions of your brother. All of them were painful, catastrophic kind of experiences. From the viewpoint of Yazid, it would be like that. But from the viewpoint of Lady Zainab, salamullahi alayha, said that, وَمَا رَأَيْتُ إِلَّا جَمِيلًا.
Yes.
Says that I saw nothing except beauty in the event of Ashura. So it sometimes really became strange that how can we find beauty in the story of Karbala. It depends on your perspective, or it is also said about Prophet Jesus alayhi salam that once he was passing by his companions' place, there was a dead body of a donkey. And then the companions of the Prophet Isa alayhi salam start talking about the dead body of that, let's say, the corpus of that, what is that called, donkey. And they saw many things ugly in the body of that donkey. And then Prophet Isa alayhi wasalam told them that look at the teeth. Look at the teeth of the donkey. How beautiful, how bright, how white they are. So even in the dead body of a donkey, you can find beauty. And then for the other companions of the Prophet Isa alayhi wasalam, they could not tolerate the body of the donkey. But Prophet Isa alayhi wasalam, even in the dead body of a donkey, he can saw something beautiful. That's why if you look at all the things in this world, all the experiences, the events occur in your life, beautifully, of course, then of course you would be more patient. If, of course, always you are negative, you are very much pessimistic, not optimistic about the things that happen in your life, of course, you will always may run out of patience in your life.
That's all right. Nowadays, we see catastrophic footage, videos, and the pictures in Gaza. We cannot act patiently. Muslims cannot act patiently, okay?
Yeah, it
is. So the families over there are acting patiently, you know? Mm-hmm. The families over there, for so many years, more than 70 years, they have acted patiently. So will there be any specific rewards for the sabr and patience of the families of the shuhada over there in Gaza?
Yeah, you know, it depends that. Sometimes, for example, there's oppressor and you can do something against that oppressor. Patience does not mean that here you should stop not doing anything. Well, you can do many things against that oppressor, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, here patience does not mean that you keep silent and stay away from each and everything, saying that, oh, I will be patient. No, it does not mean that. It means that sometimes something happens to you or to your family which is out of your control.
Mm-hmm.
And you yourself have no role on that, for example, event or occurrence. And you cannot do anything.
Okay.
In this case, of course, you'll be patient. If you can do something, you have to do that. It's your responsibility. It's your duty. There should not be misconception of patience.
That's right. So if we show SAP, for example, I don't know, on the death of the near ones, or for example, the near relatives or close member of the family are killed by someone, would there be any specific rewards for this or not? For example, in the other world, would there be any reward for our patients?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course, why not? Yes. If in some cases that something happens to you out of or beyond your, let's say, capabilities, out of your control, I mean, and you can nothing, you can do nothing regarding that kind of things. Of course, here you have to be patient. For example, sometimes your beloved father or mother, for example, children sometimes, brothers, sisters, relatives, friends may die. So their death is, of course, a kind of painful sort of experience, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Here, it's better to be patient.
Yes.
This patience will have rewards, yes.
That's all right. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of SAP.
You're welcome.
Patience. It was very kind of you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن الحسن إن في الجنة نارا من ذهب إن في الجنة نارا من ذهب من علي وحسين وحسن